Morning, John.
Hey, Sean, you just woke up. No, I'm not going anywhere unless I have to. I might check the roads later this afternoon, but not this early.
Sentiment on it.
Back out up there.
Good compared to what they were saying.
Widespread power outages have been pretty isolated.
The county was without power for some point yesterday, but I think most of it's back now. I haven't looked at the report this morning.
Was your radio room pretty quiet then?
It was actually pretty quiet yesterday. Wasn't a whole lot going on, so it was nice. People just kind of stayed home.
But if the radio is quiet, it usually means that the world is right.
Get some trees downed and power lines. And it wasn't a power line, but it was like a cable line or a phone line. It got hit there at the church, and it actually caught the fire on the ground at the bottom of the pole.
Did it go out on its own, or somebody put it out?
Well, it went out at first because we watched it, and then the fire, or we had it come back, and we ended up having to call the fire department to come take care of it.
Well, good deal. How much longer do you think you're going to be up there?
I'm probably going to shut it down today.
We'll keep them, anyone running out of your home?
It's what I've been doing more than anything. I've been running back and forth, so I've been here about as much as I've been there.
After this is over, this weekend, let's catch up. Give me a phone call, so we'll check in on you.
Talk to you in a while.
It's busy. Next thing you know, the whole year's gone by. I don't know where the time goes, man. I've been looking for it. I can't find it. It just seems to disappear.
I hope 2026 is nothing like 25.
6 is 2025 plus 1, so that's usually how it works.
Not, because that is a year I'm glad it's over.
Understood. All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to make some phone calls. Be careful out there moving about, and we'll talk to you soon. W4SOE.
People to fill their spots.
Or that might grind to a halt today. Still waiting to hear.
Thankfully, this storm wasn't as bad as they said it was going to be, so I figure it might everything be coming to an end now, other than dealing with the cold weather.
Fun, but I think we were blessed that it didn't reach anywhere near its potential.
Well, I'll let you go, and I'll catch up with you here probably next weekend or something. But be careful out there if you decide to go out today, Sean. KO4HKX, standing by.
All right, Patrick, 73, W4SOE.
For TFW.
How are you and Miss Susan doing?
Get over here, no problems. Just defrosting the car, trying to get this 1 inch of ice off of it.
You seen the picture I just sent you, didn't you?
Don't have my phone on me. I was out here cleaning the car.
Don't have your phone with you. Out there in the ice, as old as you are, you fall down, you might need some help.
On that one, trying to debate, they're supposed to convene at work at 11 for anybody that can make it to help clean up, and then I don't know if I'm going to do it or not. My road has only been one car down it. That was yesterday, and it's like solid ice.
Side-by-side's been the only thing up and down the hill, and it doesn't tear the ground up too much. If it warms up above freezing at all today, I may get out there and run up and down it, tear it up so that you can get them down in a car.
Copy that. It's probably going to be any melting today or definitely refreeze when it's in the teens tonight.
But it's supposed to be cold all day if I remember correctly.
Do you have any trees come down?
But we had some tree limbs come down. Nothing too bad, though.
Okay, copy that. Well, that's a good thing.
Your tree survived?
And the only one I got left is a Leland in the backyard, and it appears to be fine. It didn't really do any freezing rain until maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and that was short-lived.
I mean, most of the ice is off the trees. We're out here around the house, so it got warm enough yesterday to melt most of it, thankfully, and it got up to about 35 degrees. So most of the trees, like I say, right here that I can see, don't have ice on them.
See a few here with a little bit of glaze on them, but nothing hanging down in the subdivision, so that's probably a good thing.
Well, I'm going to jump off here and open up the repeater if somebody needs it. Ken, if you go out, be careful. You and Susan, stay warm. KO4HKX. Oh, how'd your son do?
Yep, everybody did well. Nobody lost any power. That was a good thing. So I'll let you go. 7-3, you miss the least. Stay safe. KN4TFW.
KO4HKX, standing by.
KSWG Pharmacy, good morning, Patrick.
You still at the fire department?
Not sure this morning. I know Sean's still trying to find people for the EOC. I'm working from home. They've told us to work from home today, so I'll be monitoring if you need me.
I appreciate it, but not a whole lot going on this morning, so that's a good thing.
And I must say they plowed the roads, Highway 25, they plowed it, but some parts have two lanes, some parts have one lane, and I mean, what's going to melt today is going to be great, but it's going to refreeze, and tomorrow is, it's all up in the air as far as tomorrow goes.
Yeah, they're saying it's supposed to be like 7 degrees here in the morning, so it'll definitely be frozen.
I might be on the radio tomorrow or working from home because with everything refreezing, it's probably 50-50. I seriously doubt the schools will run tomorrow.
It's cool up here, so don't have to worry about my wife getting out, but I don't know if I got to go to work or not, so we'll see.
Yeah, roger that. Well, Patrick, I just want to shout, see how you're doing. Y'all stay warm. If you need anything, I'll be around the radio. KO4HKXWG Pharmacy, 7-3 Patrick, and I'll be monitoring.
Stay warm, KO4HKX, stay nearby.